friend. Welcome to Claiming Simplicity Podcast. I'm your host, Monica H. Baker. Are you feeling tired and overwhelmed as a mom working paycheck to paycheck, wanting to get out of debt and enjoy your family? I was too. And I realized if I was going to put God and family first, I had to stop spending all of my time at work. So I created a simplified life plan that allowed me to get out of debt, scale back my career, and still be able to live fruitfully. But with more purpose and time than ever before, and I never looked back. Inside this podcast, you will learn how to simplify your home and finances, learn simple routines, personal development, and connect your faith. I'm so grateful you're here. If you're ready to create a simplified life that you dreamed of, you are in the right place.
Hello, hello. I'm so glad to be back, and I'm so happy to have you joining me today. What a month it has been. Honestly, I cannot believe it's only April with all the things that have happened this year already. It has been just unbelievable. I am just so thankful for our faith and trusting God's plan because we just don't know what is going to be next. The weather's starting to warm up here, and we are excited to be able to put the chicken tractor out in the field and move it daily. Right now, we have a trailer that my husband made a chicken house, I guess, on top of, and he moves it in and out of the shed, but keeps it in the shed at night and then brings it out during the day when it's nice. But it will be nice for them to get to move each and every day on fresh grass, so we're excited about that. I am also really looking forward to getting all the seeds out into the garden next month as the weather warms up. My plants are looking good so far, and boy, oh boy, I am not sure if I'm going to be able to keep up with the garden with all the plants that I am planning on planting. I don't know about you, but I still can't believe how much prices have increased at the grocery store. And I am extremely thankful we grow and raise as much food as possible so we don't have to spend much at the store. But there are always items you can't grow in your location. So we do rely on the store a little bit. And of course, as your standard for our bulk items. I might even notice it more just because I don't have to buy items very often. And I'm still just not used to those prices. If you are tight on money, start cleaning out your cupboards and freezer and fridge. No matter what, it's just a good practice to do so you don't let food go to waste. If you're like me, we do end up having a few random items expire, and I just hate wasting anything. So I try to make sure to look at all the dates, see when we can the product, when things were froze. And I just like to get as much out before we put fresh stuff in. Although our freezers are plump full. We actually just butchered two more pigs. And so we have three big freezers in our garage full of pretty much pork. And we had to go over to my parents and put some in their freezer because we had so much. So we are very, very thankful that we have been able to produce our own pork and chicken, and we will be butchering again soon, so we need to make some more room, and that's what we're trying to do right now. As we are looking at the amount of hamburger and venison burger we've had in the freezer, we realize that we wanted to save that because we are running low. And so we've been trying a ton of different recipes that we typically would use hamburger or venison for, and replacing them with pork. Some of the things I made last week were taking out a pork roast, put potatoes, carrots, and bone broth in there. I just took them out of the freezer, left them in the fridge for the day, and then put it into a crock pot. It's such a simple meal as it sits on low all day and falls apart and tender when it's ready to eat in the evening. Those are my kind of meals. Quick and easy. We're really trying to use as much as we can from the canned goods and freezers to use them up before the new gardening season starts to produce. When you plan your meals every week, you will want to look at what you have on hand and what you can make with those items. And then your grocery store list is usually quite small. I took brown pork and added some ketchup, mustard, and brown sugar for Sloppy Joe's. And my husband enjoyed that just as much as beef, so that was good because we have so much pork. I made up about 8 pounds of that and then froze several different portions so he always has a variety each week for his lunches with different meals. So he won't have to take all of that in 1 week. Likes to spread his meals out and likes variety and doesn't care for sandwiches. So we try to do that. It is nice that they have a truck on the job site where they can hook up a microwave so he can heat up food and doesn't just have to eat sandwiches or cold lunches. So that's nice for him and it's nice for the leftovers. I also made a bunch of taco meat with ground pork along with taco bowls. And that is such a great way to have something in the fridge at all times for a quick meal. I just keep separate bowls of rice, corn, black beans that I soaked, and then we'll heat that up. And after that, add cheese, salsa, sour cream, avocados, anything else that you like in your taco bowls. It's so handy to just have in the fridge and take out after ball games or if we need something quick to eat and don't have time to make a meal. If you don't want to have bowls, you can easily make that into burritos as well. I mean, it's actually just one of my favorite meals because it's just like Chipotle at home. And I love it. I also made several dozen breakfast burritos and English muffin breakfast sandwiches to put in the freezer for quick meals. Like I said before, I just love to have my kids having a good protein and solid breakfast in the morning because a lot of times they don't like lunch at school. When you are using items you already have at home, you will save a lot of money. Don't let your food go to waste and just buy what you need. As always, keep it really simple. You can make several nourishing and nutrient-dense meals in a short amount of time by just using what you have around your house. I am super excited to tell you about a really big surprise. If you are on my email, you are going to find out what that surprise is this week. And if you are not, sign up so you can find out. I'm so excited and I just can't wait to share the news with you. Have a blessed day, friend.